warmest greetings on this Easter day. I invite you to unmute yourselves. And if you know the response, come in with it straight away. And if you don't, come in with it as you learn it. The Lord is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ the Lord is risen.
He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Could you mute yourselves again, please?
I'll mute yourself again.
Mute yourselves again. And we're going to join together. We're going to join together to sing. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Thank you.
Thank you.
join together to pray, so let us pray. Risen Christ, the women came to the tomb, your friends, faithful to the very end, anxiously wondering who had rolled away the stone that hid your body from them. How could they believe the unbelievable? They were amazed and terrified by what they were told. They were silenced by their fear. Keep us as faithful as they were, and always amazed at the wonder of your resurrection. Give us the confidence of your living presence, so that even when we are afraid, we will have the courage to be your living witnesses. And Lord, sometimes we lack the words, but at those times, let the quality of our lives be continuing evidence of your triumphant love. And all God's people said, Amen. We join together to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Empty. He's gone. My heart is breaking. Where could he be? Who has done this? I can't bear it. Who has taken him?
Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?
Did you take him? Do you know where he is? Please help me. Tell me where they have taken him and I'll go there. Anywhere. I need to find him. I have ointments and herbs.
Mary?
Rabboni? Is it you? Can't be. It is you. It's really you.
Did I not say that you would be sorrowful, but that your sorrow would turn to joy? Trust in me and believe, Mary, for you are the pillar, the strength that the others will need to rely on in their darkness. Do not cling to me, Mary, for I've not yet ascended to the Father. Go, find the others. Tell them.
Come with me, Lord. Can we go together? They won't believe me.
Hurry to them, Mary. tell them that I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. I will be with them soon.
I will, Lord. Look, I'm on my way already. I'll tell them. My Lord is here. He's come to us as he said he would. Our Lord is risen.
We're going to listen to the story as we have it in the Gospel according to Luke, which those of you who've been studying it will know is remarkably like what you'll find in the Gospel according to Matthew. Mark, not much at all, and in John, a very extensive narrative. But this passage in Luke will be read to us by Ray Charlton.
Very early, early in the morning, the women went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb, so they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright shining clothes stood by them, full of fear. The women bowed down to the ground as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for the one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and three days later rise to life." Then the women remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. They and the other women with them told these things to the apostles. But the apostles thought that what the women said was nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the grave. He saw the grave clothes, but nothing else. Then he went back home amazed at what had happened.
Happy Easter to you. Easter greetings from Kingston United Reformed Church, where I, Leslie Charlton, am one of the ministers. The text that I'm preaching from on this day is Luke 24. Have a read of it and come back in. In Luke 24, we arrive at the empty tomb. It's quite possibly one of the most beloved scenes in all of Christian literature. COVID-19 and worldwide quarantines have given rise to pictures and mottos looking forward to the new life as we emerge from our COVID cocoons, Like butterflies, we will rise from the ashes of our grief, like the phoenix, and we will enter this post-COVID world as new and improved versions of ourselves. What a load of nonsense. The image of resurrection is susceptible to cliché. One illuminating theme of the Lucan passage is Jesus' shifting forms of presence and absence. Usually we think of presence and absence as opposites. Teacher with clipboard, Joe Smith, present, tick, as opposed to Joe Smith, deafening silence, absent. But we all actually know that it's not that simple. We have been with people who were physically present, but actually mentally were just not there. We've also been in the situation where somebody who is not physically present in a room, but totally dominates it. Beside that, you put video conferencing and calling, even the telephone, into the mix. Who is with me? Well, nobody. But are you with me? Are the people that I see with me in every window, are they with me? This whole thing about being present and not present maybe explains why people at the beginning of our whole Zoom journey used to go off to the toilet while the Zoom was still going. Now they've learnt, doesn't happen. At the start of Luke's empty tomb narrative, a group of faithful women, which we've had mentioned in other parts of the Gospel, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women, go to the tomb with spices that they have prepared to pay their respects. They have a completely predictable, if gut-wrenching, job to do. Getting the spices right, the perfumes. There are rituals that matter. She goes to do what is right in the half-light. They have likely done it many times before. It's not that long ago that it was normal for us too, us British people. Now we hand over our dead to people who are paid to look after them. But once upon a time, there was a woman down the street who would lay people out for us. Interestingly, in Korea, it's the job of the male minister to do this. Yet, to their great surprise, the women do not find the body of Jesus. Jesus is absent. Most of us are desensitized to just how shocking that must have been. If anyone should be in a particular place, it would be a dead body in a tomb, but Jesus' body is missing. There are not many positives about having a dead pal, but one of them is you know where they are. Then for the disciples, they have to change gear quickly. One minute it's death and gloom, and the next, a full 180-degree turn, we're into life in all its fullness. How much easier it would have been for the disciples if Jesus had stayed dead. Not better, but easier. We know, it is our experience, that this chopping and changing is wearing, even when the change is towards something that is more optimistic. Still, we can see that Jesus' absence unexpectedly points towards his presence in a new way. Two angelic messengers echoing Jesus' own prediction in Luke 9:22 urge the women, do not fear. And remember that it wasn't unpredicted, this thing that has happened. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Notice this is the first time in Luke's Gospel that we hear of Jesus' resurrection. Luke doesn't describe God's raising Jesus from the dead. The actual details of what happened are not presented to us. What we have are stories about the resurrection, a series of spoken testimonies. First, the messengers meet the women, and the women remember his words. Their memory of what Jesus said as he was present before he went prompts them to tell all these things to the 11. Whereas the male disciples do not initially believe the women. Understandably, they are connected with Jesus' absence from the tomb. But he is connected as being present in the world again. Church tradition has dubbed these women as the apostles to the apostles. In fact, the male disciples don't go to the tomb at all until the women testify to what they have witnessed. They probably believed that the caring for Jesus' body was women's work. Even so, they could have gone to the tomb to mourn their fallen leader. But when they hear the news from the apostle to the apostles, they still don't believe. Men think of this proclamation as empty talk, silly nonsense. We would say fake news. They misunderstand Jesus' missing body, thinking it represents an absolute absence. Even Peter, who runs to the tomb to see for himself, simply wonders at what has happened. A response which Jesus would later question him about. It's always been a problem for those who have the power in any circumstance, in any group, to hear truth from those who are less powerful and to allow them to lead a change in behaviour, like is expected here of the men from the women. Sometimes when people hear good news, it's too much to believe. We've got used to sadness. People have got used to a depressed mindset. We tend to think of mature people as being sceptical. Why? Jesus' absence from the empty tomb creates the opportunity for the women to speak boldly and faithfully on his behalf. And they do. Their proclamation that Jesus is present, he is alive on the earth again, is an act of redemptive remembering in two senses. They're remembering, recalling what Jesus has said to them, his teaching, but also the remembering of the body of Christ. They seek to draw together the community that has been dismembered, torn apart. Happy Easter to you. Easter, where many feel that the vine is absent. We draw community together instead of letting people drift apart in fear, letting people drift because of confusion or grief or distress. We know that remembering part of the body of Christ, we know that to be our core task. We do that not just for the sake of our church, but for the sake of our community. We draw attention to a deeper reality It's hard to remember and hard to believe. God is still present and working in the world, and death does not and will not have the last word. It's good news. It's gospel. It's what Christians have been proclaiming forever, that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.
So let's be still together, and then we will move to our prayers of intercession. There is a response for these prayers. For those who know it is Easter but do not join in the celebration. For those who walk in the sunshine but cannot feel the warmth. For those who see the flowers but fail to appreciate their beauty. We pray for all those in need of joy this day. We pray for those who see the joy in others but look away. For those who mourn what might have been. For those who spoil the good things in life. We pray for all those in need of love this day. We pray for those who long to step out into the daylight. For those who want to dance in the rain. For those who want release from their captivity. We pray for all those in need of hope this day. Amen. So hopefully you've all got your shakers and your drums and your pans and your, at the very least you've got your hands. See some shakers going on. I've got my drums. I've got my drum. I'll just unzip it. Thank you to the choir for leading us. We've joined together to sing in Tanzanian Alleluia. Service in the building at 5 o'clock for a few people who want to come in. Tomorrow is a bank holiday, so there won't be a body and soul workout, and I'm sorry I'm not going to be available to phone you. Of course I'm always available in an emergency, but not just for a chin wag. There will be the meditation though, and the details of that will be sent out. And there will be a meditation also on Wednesday as well, same topic, think about the resurrection. Sending out details about the next Bible study, and there's information on the notices that are going out about a good news stream. If you find all the news just so depressing, there are different ways of looking at the news, and there's some good news that gets lost in the morass, so maybe that's worth searching out and having a look at. We've got a fabulous Easter banner up in the building. You've seen some of the squares and maybe you've seen sight of it. Fantastic. Heartfelt thanks to all those of you who did the squares. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Carol for putting this thing together. Absolutely great. And thank you to whoever it was that put it up. It looks magnificent. Thank you very much. Thank you. Really, really gorgeous. Really a lovely thing. Well, it's great to see Anne with us after her short stay in hospital, and I'll be sending out this information and later on today, and if you've got anything else that you need to share, that please let me know and we'll put it around. Now I'm going to dedicate our gifts of money that we give, and then we will move on to our Holy Communion. So let's pray. For the blessings of this and all our days, we thank you, gracious God. Accept, we pray, the money that we bring, the bread and the wine that we offer, but also our lives freely offered in gratitude for all that you have done for us. Use them wherever you would take us. Lord, we pray. Amen. So come to this table where the living Christ offers us bread broken for our journey and wine poured out for our tears, that we would share together in this meal where loss finds comfort in promise and despair is transformed into hope. Whoever we are and whatever we bring, we hear the risen Christ call us by name, and we will accept Christ's invitation to new life. So on this day, what would you offer thanks for? Sally, would you lead us?
Good morning, everybody, and happy Easter. Before we have our time of communion, we're going to join together to give thanks to God. And this is something that all of us can do, including the children. And first of all, what I would like you to do in the chat box is we're going to have a little bit of word fun. I'd like you to think of things that you're thankful for, but use the word Easter. So letters E-A-S-T. T, another E, and R. And it can, and it doesn't have to be spiritual, because I'm going to do the spiritual bit at the end. But it can be anything, small, mundane, things that you perhaps don't, wouldn't even think of normally saying thank you to God for. If you can think of one for each letter, then fantastic. But just type in all the things that you're thankful for today, and I'll round them up, and then I shall do another prayer after that. So we've got eggs. Eggs, healer, evolved, resurrected, sunshine, air. I mean, honestly, if you want to thank God for avocados, then now's the time to do it. If you like avocados. Rabbits, redemption. Sun, sea, eating chocolate, avocados. Excellent, Clara. Well done. Speech. Toast, yes. Totally agree with that one. Apple juice, I like it. Songs, electricity. I was just gonna say electricity, actually. Storms, sausages, roses, chocolate roses, or roses, roses. Television, energy, elephants, rabbits, tea and mum, tulips, wonderful animals. Yeah. Strawberries, one of my favourite fruits. Sitting, yes. Our land. Rain, yeah. Anemones, tortoises, rainbows. I love this. Star. All things. Emojis. Life. Light. Brilliant. Thank you, everybody. Sally. Bless you, Maddie. You get a gold star and can go to the top of my class. Okay, so let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all these things. Help us to notice even the smallest of things, because everything comes from you, and we are thankful, and we forget to thank you for things. We take things for granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And at Easter, we thank you, Easter garden. Thank you that now we can go out into our gardens and perhaps meet with people. Help us to remember that Mary met you first in a garden. Help us to enjoy all that we see and do when we're in our gardens. A is for atone and adore. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. S is for salvation. Death has died and we have risen. We are offered new life and we thank you for saving us. T is for tomb, empty. He is not here, he is risen. We praise you. E, yes, Lord, is for eggs. Eggs with soldiers dipped in, and of course, chocolate eggs. Thank you, Lord. And R is for resurrection, which we celebrate on Easter Day. We praise you that you are alive, and that means that you are with us, God of the impossible. You have made it possible for us to be friends with you, to walk with you, to follow you, to be part of your great adventure. And for that, we thank and praise you this Easter and every day. Amen.
So pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord our God, on this bread and this wine that we offer. That this bread would be for us as the body of Christ, that we as your thankful people would recognize you as being present with us through bread, through wine, and through one another, that we would know that you are present with us in the things that we would celebrate and the things that are a challenge to us. May this bread and this wine remind us of Jesus with his disciples, crucified and risen to new life. Blessing and honor, glory and power belong to you, our God, for now and forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And the cup, saying, "This is my blood, it is shed for you." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. So let us pray. Easter God, you have met with us in bread and wine and surprised us with your joy. Send us out from your table, knowing of your delight, with alleluias ringing in our hearts and on our lips, to share your justice and your praise. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. You could get your instruments again, because this is a good bashing song. Thine be the glory. And if you haven't got an instrument, you've got a pair of hands. Come on. please, if you have the time, it'd be great to have time in a breakout room with you. Please stay if you can. But if you have to go, receive this blessing. Risen Lord, be with us in the power of your new life. Open us that we would grow in the Spirit, in love and understanding, in knowledge and in self-giving. Let us receive your strength, that we would accept your trials that we have to endure, and help us to treasure the revelations that you bring of the presence and power of God, and give us the refreshment of a new beginning in the joy and the glory of Jesus. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.